The Bible highlights the dangers of pride, but what does it really mean to be humble? Here's the highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Speaker and historian John Dixon joined us to discuss the development and impact of humility on the world and on our individual lives. He shared about his book, Humilitas, A Lost Key to Life, Love, and Leadership, and we discovered how this virtue can transform us like nothing else.
Leadership is about inspiring people to pursue a goal with all that they've got. So a leader needs to be a persuader. Doesn't necessarily mean they need to be super articulate, able to give great speeches, but it does mean that when they say, hey, don't you think we should head for this goal, people find themselves, you know, nodding their heads. So persuasion is crucial. Now, how does humility relate to persuasion? I think the simple rule of persuasion is that people believe those they trust. Now, that seems like the most simple statement you could ever make, but it's actually profound. People believe those they trust. And when a leader is known for being self-absorbed, having their own interests and their own bottom line in mind all the time, those that they lead won't believe their words, won't trust them, because every speech the leader gives, every direction the leader points to, the follower will think, hang on, I'm not sure if this is in our best interest. This is probably just for you. Now, turn that around and say, what about the leader who has all of the same skills and abilities as that first leader, but is known in the organization for putting others first, for even willing to sacrifice their own honor and bottom line to make sure the real goals of the organization are achieved, that employees are really well looked after. If that is the leader's reputation, when he or she opens their mouth to say, hey, don't you think we should head in this direction? Those that follow will say, yes, absolutely. Because the golden rule of persuasion is that the most persuasive person in the world is the one you know has your best interests at heart. And when you know your leader has your best interests at heart, you're willing to follow them. That's how humility and persuasion are intimately connected.
Which, of course, helps us to, I guess, aspire to do our best to be like them ourselves as well.
Right? Oh, absolutely, yes. The leader who is distant, aloof, you know, high achieving, sure, but never really connected with those that they lead, will be looked up to, of course, but they won't be emulated.